FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Home Affairs says the mother of former Miss South Africa contestant Chidima Adetshina is the subject of a Hawks investigation. Annabella Rungo was detained in Cape Town yesterday. Newswatch's Tsakani Mhlongo reports.
Home Affairs says Rungo showed blatant disregard for the legal consequences of her actions. The department withdrew her South African documentation in September, claiming it had been fraudulently obtained. Her daughter, Chidima Adetshina, withdrew from the Miss SA pageant in August amid allegations that she was not South African, which prompted an official investigation into the status of her citizenship. The department has said in a statement that after being declared undesirable, Rungo defied the ban on her stay in South Africa using a Mozambican passport. The Chidima's child was also found in Rungo's care at the Cape Town property yesterday. Home Affairs says social development and the police child's protection unit have been roped in as fraud investigations continue.
Tsakani Mhlongo, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Moving to Gauteng, police have opened a case of murder following the discovery of six decomposed bodies next to an unused Diepkloof mine shaft in Soweto. All the bodies had their hands tied behind their backs when they were discovered yesterday. Provincial SAPS spokesperson Mavela Masondo says the victims are suspected to be illegal miners.
It is reported that a man was fetching firewood when he noticed the body in the field and notified the security officer, who then called the police. Upon searching the area, police found five more decomposed bodies. The motive for the killing cannot be confirmed at this stage.
Back home, Gwadugusa officials have temporarily closed Willard Beach and Belito due to safety concerns. The municipality says a sewer overflow was detected on Friday morning. Officials have advised bathers to use other beaches while teams work to resolve the issue. And in India, at least 15 people have died and a further 15 are injured after a stampede at the main train station in New Delhi. It happened last night as thousands of passengers waited to board a train heading for a festival in northern India. It's understood 10 women and 3 children were among those killed. Back home, wet weather is expected across KZN later this afternoon. Durban and Pietermaritzburg reach a high of 29 degrees. Ladysmith and Kokstad 27, Newcastle 26, Mooi River 24, Ulundi and Margate 28, Richards Bay 30 and 25 for Underberg. In Durban, sunset is at 12 minutes to 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.